He's asleep. Hi. Hi, honey. I thought you were asleep. Sorry. No, I am. I got kept late at work again, and I guess I lost track of time. You know how it is with these complex court cases. You didn't have to call the office, you know. It's like you don't even trust me. I wasn't there anyway. We needed a break, so I went to Denny's with Carol and Melanie. You called Melanie? How did you even get her number? Fuck. Well, this was bound to happen at some point. I guess I should tell you the truth, shouldn't I? Of course I love you. I've loved you almost as long as we've known each other, but as for me cheating on you... Oh, come on, honey. You come home from work and spend hours looking at God knows what kind of porn. We barely have a sexual relationship. And on the rare occasion when my seduction attempts actually work, you barely even try. It doesn't help that I can barely even feel you inside me when you do. No, it's not just that. Don't you get it? I'm a woman with a sexual appetite, and you're not meeting my needs. Maybe if you tried more, compensated for your little dick with your mouth or something, but no, you just watch porn and lay there as I fuck you. So I found what I needed somewhere else. With who? You want to know? You really want me to tell you all the sordid details of my affairs? Yes, I said affairs. If I tell you about the guys I've been seeing, you have to shut up and listen to the whole thing. Or I'm just going to leave, and we can deal with the fallout of this tomorrow. Did they fuck me? No, honey. They gave me flowers and kisses on the cheek. What do you think they did? Look, you need to shut up and just listen, or I'm not telling you any more of this and I'm walking out. And since I'm a lawyer, and you're not, the divorce will be fun as hell. Well, now you get it. So you're going to shut your mouth and listen? Good. Honey, I want you to know that I never meant to cheat on you. 2 months ago, Melanie dragged me to her favourite bar on the south side to pick up her boyfriend. And I didn't realise, but it was a black singles club. And I was the only white woman there. It was the weirdest thing. The guys started hitting on me like crazy. After dealing with mostly being ignored by you, it made me feel attractive. And sexy and wanted. But I never intended to do anything about it. Until this cute black guy came up to me and asked me to dance. I said no, but he practically begged me, so I gave in. I didn't see the harm in it. It's just dancing, right? So we started to dance to the sexy hip-hop song the DJ was playing, and he started bumping against me, running his hands down my sides and over my ass, then moving behind me and started grinding against my ass. And that's when I felt it. It filled the crease of my ass and went partway up my back. His cock was huge. I sort of lost it for a moment, and when he came back around me, I couldn't help but look down at his crotch. His bulge was ridiculous. I just couldn't stop staring at it, and he noticed me staring, and that's when he started to get more touchy, running his hands over my ass, my breasts, and even against my pussy. I hadn't felt that naughty or that wanted in ages, and I started getting wet. Was all I could do to keep my legs from buckling at his touch, and I think he knew it too, because he grabbed my hand and pulled me to the men's bathroom in the back of the club. The next thing I know, he's locked the door and is teasing me about how much I want to see his cock. I didn't know what to say. I was thinking about you as he stood there blocking the door, about how much I love you and how wrong it would be to give in to temptation. And I really meant to resist, but God, he made the choice for me and dropped his pants to his ankles. Fuck, he had a beautiful cock. So hard and long and so fucking thick. And he had such big balls that filled out his sack so beautifully. And that's when my mouth started watering. Honey, I just... Wait. Oh my God, is that a bulge? You have a hard-on. Your wife is telling you about how a black guy exposed himself to her, and you have a fucking hard-on? Liar. Pull it out. I want to see it. Do it. God. I knew it was small, but after seeing a real cock, yours looks even smaller than I remember it. I'm sorry. Your cock can make you come, right? At least there's that. Why don't you touch it for me, sweetie? Come on. You're already hard. Why don't you put your hand on that little thing and jack off, I'll tell you more if you do. Oh, you're acting so upset, but just look at you. Your dick is rock hard. I bet you can't wait to hear what I have to say next. Admit it. You want to know more, don't you? Then jerk off. No, I'm not going to help. Jerk off now. Oh, honey. Such a good boy. And it looks so cute in your hand. Don't stop. I'm going to tell you more. Good, yeah. Keep jacking it. Now, I'm sorry to tell you all this, but his cock was so much bigger than yours. It was, I don't know, twice as big as yours, and so dark. All I could think about was what it would look like against my pale skin. I couldn't tear my eyes away from it. And when he told me that I should get on my knees and suck it, I thought of you again. But this time it was about how unsatisfied I was with your little dick. And I couldn't help it. I had to obey. It was all your fault, honey. I dropped to my knees and he pressed the head of his cock against my lips. And fuck if I didn't open them and let him push it in. It was amazing. Velvety, thick, and slightly bitter from his sweat. And after that first taste, I knew I needed more of it. I wanted to know what it felt like to have a real cock moving in my mouth. And boy, did he let me have it. He put his hands in my hair and called me his white slut as he thrust into my mouth. I'd just met the guy and he was already fucking my mouth and it felt so amazing. Feeling my lips spread wide to take him. Feeling my tongue glide over the thick tube along the underside and actually having the head of it pressed into my throat. Honey, I was so fucking wet. I could feel it dripping down my thighs, right through my panties. Sort of like now. Honey, that guy kept fucking my mouth and calling me such awful names. Cocksucker. White whore. Slut. Black cock lover. He told me that he knew I was a black cock whore the moment he'd seen me walk in. And all I could do was moan and keep sucking. God, his cock filled my mouth so well. I did everything I could to get him off. I fucked his cock with my mouth and used my hand to jack him off. I tasted him, licked him, sucked on it, slapped my cheek with it. I played with his balls and moaned around his shaft. And at that point, I was crazy. I lost all sense of time. I forgot about you. All I could think was that his massive dick was turning me into a black cock slut. Oh, look at you, jerking that thing. You like me saying those words, don't you, honey? You like me saying I'm a black cock slut? That I loved being on my knees, worshipping his dick. Can you imagine what that must have looked like? His deep brown skin contrasting with my pale cheeks and red lips. Can you imagine me as a black cock whore? Look at you. I've never seen it that hard. You look like you're going to come. Oh, honey, if I'd known that all it took to turn you on was cheating on you with black guys, I'd have done it a lot sooner. Because I loved sucking his cock. And honey, when he came, I let him do it in my mouth. When he came in my mouth, it was like electricity flowing through me. I came so hard I almost blacked out. Yeah, that's right. Sucking big black dick made me come. There was so much sperm. I tried to swallow it, but it was so thick and sticky. I got it on my lips and in my hair. I still had it in my hair when I came home that night. Maybe it was because I tried to milk it all out. I was so desperate to have more. And I knew right then that I'd never be satisfied with anything smaller again. So that's when I decided to visit that bar more regularly. You're getting so close, aren't you, you fucking pervert? Your wife cheats on you with a cock that makes yours look like a baby dick, and you just jack off. Why don't you come for me? Why don't you come for your cheating, black cock whore of a wife? If you do, I'll tell you about my next trip to that bar. Come on, baby. You know you like it that I've cuckolded you. And that I'm probably never going to fuck you again. That's all I want. Big black dick. Come for me. Come all over your hand and imagine me sucking his dick on my knees. Come on, baby. Show your loving wife that you're okay with her being a black cock slut. Yeah, there we go. Come for me. Oh, fuck yeah. Good boy. Just look at you. You've jacked off to your wife telling you that your dick doesn't satisfy her as much as a big black cock. Did it feel good? Maybe this cheating thing wasn't so bad. I think you need to come a lot more for me, and I have more stories to tell. You see, I haven't told you about the 7 black guys who gangbanged me yet.